102.5.
Multiple sources. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is building a home in Franklin.
Ooh.
The second thing, a source tells me Rodgers would be, quote, open to joining the Titans.
AJ Hawk source.
That's all I was told. Open to joining the Titans. And a talk to another source in which at least some of Rodgers' current Green Bay Packer teammates think there is no way Rodgers is going back to Green Bay.
Ooh, oh.
According to
multiple sources, TriStar Moving, Stillman Company, 102.5, The Game in Nashville. That is a lot of news there, AJ. As best friend of Aaron Rodgers, your take on old Cuzzy there, who's given us a lot of goods.
Yeah.
That guy's given the sports world a lot of goods, a lot of sources, a lot of inside information.
The first two things, he's not lying, right? Or he might not be lying. He said he's building a – first off, he contradicted himself when he purchased a home instead of the bottom, and then he says – he's building a home, the guy says. Okay, that's two different things right there. Okay. And then he said he would be open, air quotes, open to joining the Titans. Yep, just like he'd be open to every other team in the NFL, I believe. So
Except for the Packers.
The fact that they do tie him there, I don't know.
And then his last one with
another
source.
Yeah, of course. You have 90 teammates. You can talk to one dude. Hey, you think Aaron will come back? No chance, man. Boom, you run with it.
Okay, thank you for putting all of those to bed. And I think the difference between buying a home and building
There's
a home.
There's definitely not zero chance.
That was Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, reacting to the Jared Stillman clip that we played yesterday here on the show that Stillman came out with his report on Aaron Rodgers purchasing property here in Williamson County. Joe Rex wrote your reaction to that clip that we've just heard from the Pat McAfee Show.
Well, and then if you keep going, how many times does he say He talks about the studios a lot, I feel like, in the resulting clip. What did he call Jared? Cuzzy?
Cuzzy
gives us the goods. Look, I don't listen to anything. Like, I don't listen to McAfee or anything. Like, I listen to music for the most part, if I listen to anything. So I'm not really familiar with this show, but I must say I'm kind of a fan now. It's pretty funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I mean, I knew McAfee was funny. But the only McAfee stuff you ever see is like the weekly, like Aaron Rodgers, you know, like I'm building a bomb shelter in Idaho, you know, comments and whatever.
Oh, do you have sources on that?
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I don't want to report that because I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like they're making fun of Jared a little bit there. But regardless, it's all over the place. It's ever. And again, The bottom line here is that is newsworthy information that Aaron Rodgers is building a home here. I do agree with Hawk on the teammates saying, you know, like there's a whole bunch of teammates and they're just guessing like everybody else.
Now, AJ Hawk did go on to say, you know, the first two things there, you know, he doesn't really have a problem with, you know, building a house in Nashville. And they went on. AJ Hawk has a surprising amount of knowledge of the Nashville area of Franklin, by the way. Like AJ Hawk apparently knows where everything is here, which surprised me. So that was interesting to see. And you know, the open to playing for the Titans part, AJ Hawk did say, and look, you know, AJ Hawk's a guy obviously that played with Aaron Rodgers, is very close with Aaron Rodgers to this day, is the reason Aaron Rodgers comes on the Pat McAfee Show. Really? I mean, when it comes down to it. So, did say that Rodgers has a lot of respect for Vrabel and that he's close with Vrabel. That was the term that he used. And, of course, that got Jared running yesterday on his show as well because, you know, we spent months here talking about Tom Brady and his relationship with Mike Vrabel and maybe how that could be a factor in the Titans pursuing Tom Brady a couple of years ago. Now, I don't
know.
It was not. And I don't know that, you know, necessarily Rodgers is closer to Vrabel than Brady was. I'd have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, I don't know. How would that be?
I don't know how that would be possible. But, I mean, if there is kind of a mutual level of respect or relationship there, do you think that factors in at all? If Aaron Rodgers reaches the point where he decides he doesn't want to come back to the Packers, how much do you think relationships like that could matter when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and his future destination, knowing that he also has a pretty good relationship with Nathaniel Hackett, who is now the head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt, but I feel like Vrabel knows like half the league pretty well, you know? I mean, he's been involved in the league as a player or coach other than a couple years when he went back to Ohio State for, you know, we're talking about 25 years now. So, yep. Yes, I did see on the internet, there's a nice picture of, I don't even know where it was. Was it the Pro Bowl one year or something? I don't know. It was like Vrabel and Rodgers, like, you know, smiling with each other or something. You know, I mean, hey, good find. I don't even, and I'm sorry, I can't credit whoever put that out there because I don't remember. But, yeah, it can't hurt. But, again, they were – he and Brady were – I mean, they won Super Bowls together. They were good friends. I think they're still good friends. And they are FaceTiming each other. And that wasn't the direction the Titans went in. Again, and I think Jared's on an island on this one. I mean, maybe not on an island, but he seems to have this strong feeling that, you know, that Brady wanted to come here. I've never seen any reporting to that effect. I mean, his, you know, it's the friendship is the thing. The friendship's not going to make these decisions for people. No, I mean, it really isn't. Sometimes you'll see like free agents in the NBA decide to go play in the same place together, but usually that's also just based on greatness of player, right? I mean, it's, so I don't know. I don't think it means much, but at least there's not like some bad blood there to, you know, to make it a non-starter, I guess.
Yeah, no. And you know, in terms of the potential options for Rodgers, if he decides that he wants to keep playing, but he doesn't want it to be in Green Bay. I mean, I will say the Titans check a lot of boxes from that standpoint of they're a good team. You feel like you have a chance to win a Super Bowl here. The division is not great. I mean, the division becomes, you know, even more, I think, of a, I don't want to say lock for the Titans, but you feel really good about your chances of winning the division if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback and the Colts are trotting Carson Wentz back out there next year. I don't think there's any question about that. So, like, when you go down the checklist, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, I think would appeal to Aaron Rodgers if he decides that Green Bay is not the place he wants to be and the AFC is going to be the place that he ends up. Now, you can make that same argument about the Colts. You can make an argument that Denver, even though they continue to repeatedly deny it, some of their hires maybe cater towards Aaron Rodgers coming there, and they've kind of had the go for it move before with Peyton Manning. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out if, in fact, he decides not to go back to Green Bay and decides to continue to play. But I will say, just purely from a football standpoint, there's a lot about the Titans, I think, from his vantage point, that would make sense in terms of a potential destination. Now, making sense and then making all that come together via trade and being possible are two different things. I realize that, but strictly from Rodgers' point of view, I would think there'd be a lot about the Titans that he would like.
Well, first of all, if they move heaven and earth to make this happen, they better not lose a game. I mean, AFC South favorite. Come on, man. Like, they're winning the whole thing, like by blowout in every playoff game, right? Even though they won't have any players left. Look, I do think that, yeah, so if you break it down by team, and if you just start with the idea that the Packers are going to be very resistant to trading him to an NFC team, then I think Colts and Titans and Broncos all have their appeal. Obviously, if you have a home somewhere, it'd be kind of nice. Just go ahead and, you know, you just drive home from there. You got a full, you don't have to like get some temporary living arrangement in season. Of course, when you have that much money, you can have a very comfortable temporary living arrangement in season wherever you are.
But, you can.
But the Titans should be appealing with their weapons. It is the basically the same offense. You know, I don't know that matters a ton. And obviously, you go to Denver, you know, you get the same thing, and even more the same. That's the same terminology, probably, right?
Yeah.
But again, for Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I think he can adapt just about anything. I mean, to me, it's about the players, what's around you. So, of any of these teams that you would be going to, that's another question you'd ask for your Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so what are those teams giving up to get me? Like, how much are they going to be diminished, if at all, by acquiring me? So. And that's a question. That's a fascinating one, because I feel like if the Packers make this deal, they are going to get paid.
Well, I keep going back to two big questions that I have that I just don't really know the answer to, that make this just so unlikely to me. And that is, number one, what happens with Ryan Tannehill in this deal, because it's the Packers. I could be totally wrong, but there's no way to me the Packers want to take on Ryan Tannehill's salary. So I just can't see them taking him back on the other side of the trade. And number two, like, how much of Aaron Rodgers continuing to play is reliant upon him playing with Davante Adams? Like, they have obviously an incredible special relationship. Aaron Rodgers has called him the best player he's ever played with. Like, my guess is he still wants to continue to play with Davante Adams. Now, that may just not be possible if he ends up leaving Green Bay. I don't know. But those are two questions that I keep going back to that make me think something like this is highly, highly, highly unlikely.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's the thing. So you think about that, the Packers are like, oh gosh, okay, well, we're going to have to trade him. So we're going to trade him to you, and we're getting a bundle back. Oh, and he's only going if we're also trading you Davante Adams.
Right.
Like, will the Titans have a defense next year? Will they be able to?
They need one.
Well, can they just sit out the entire, like, 2023 draft, you know? I mean, it's fun. Thank you, Jared. Jared, you've given us a lot of fun this week. Yeah. And again, in all seriousness, this is a good job by Jared. This is news. This is newsworthy information. So he's going to take a lot of crap from people who don't want to actually hear what he said or what he reported. And it's not fair, but I guess it's par for the course.
It is par for the course. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, very excited about the Super Bowl next week, but not for the reasons you might think. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30 years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Ron texting in says, with the media and Titans fans talking about Rodgers and Wilson coming to the Titans, what do you think Tannehill is thinking? Is he maybe hoping to stay, or is he preparing for a change because of the outcry for a new quarterback? I'm sure he's probably nervous. I know I would be. This is coming from Ron on the text line. What do we think is going on through Ryan Tannehill's mind right now?
Well, you know, professional athletes and college athletes and coaches often talk about, you know, they don't read media, they don't listen, they don't read, you know, they don't pay attention. I think a lot of times that's BS. I hope it's true of Ryan Tannehill in the last few weeks, in the last couple weeks. I think it'd be better for him to just ignore all of this. First of all, I'm sure he has noticed, you know, the shows of support that he got from Vrabel and Robinson. The Robinson one quite a bit stronger. So, you know, you got that. And look, he's already been through this. So if someone trades him, I mean, the bottom line is he signed this deal. He got discarded. He played great. He helped a team, and he did help a team get to the AFC Championship game. And he got rewarded, and he's going to get paid no matter what. So he's secured, you know, this last contract. I think certainly he would love to come back here. He's almost for sure going to come back here and get a chance to redeem himself next year. Is he laughing at this stuff like some people? Probably not, because way crazier things have happened than either of those potential deals, but they are still very remotely possible.
Right. So, you know, this is pro sports. I don't think it really serves you much purpose to spend your time, you know, all off season long shaking in your boots if you're Ryan Tannehill as to whether or not you're going to get moved this off season. I doubt very seriously that's what he's doing right now. Joe Rexroad, once we get through the athletic celebration every year that is the Pro Bowl, which we all just love here in this country, that is going to take place this weekend. Huh. After that comes the Super Bowl next week between the Bengals and the Rams. Lots of really cool things that I'm looking for and matchups that I think are going to be awesome on the field when it comes to that game. But you've got some props that maybe don't have as much to do with the things on the field as we're going to get to coming up here in just a few minutes.
This is so awesome. So Jimmy Shapiro is a guy who I swear emails me every day and has for the last, I don't know,
20 years.
Yeah, something like that. BetOnline.ag, okay, in Vegas. And and every once in a while, I've responded to him with a question, or I know I've asked him before about some I was looking up like old lines for like Michigan State games or something. And he was like, oh, here's this information. Like, he's immediately responsive. So this email might be my favorite one I've ever gotten from him. It is the Super Bowl 56 props, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys. I'm very excited about the halftime show. I'm very excited about Snoop and Dre. I'm very excited about Kendrick Lamar. I'm okay with Eminem. I like Mary J. Blige. I feel like the best Super Bowl halftime shows have focused on one artist. Like, they used to always have like, oh, and Steven Tyler and Britney Spears and Justin. It's like all these acts that have nothing to do with each other, and they're out there just like playing Partridge Family songs. And it's like, no, this is kind of dumb. But like, when you focus on a great artist like Prince or the Rolling Stones, or those, U2, those are the best ones. But I'm still very excited to think about Dre and Snoop in LA at Super Bowl. So here's some props. Okay, I mean, these props are amazing. By the way, we don't have Pigskin Pick'em today.
We don't.
Sad.
So I think I know. So we bring it back for the final time as Robbie and I battle to not wash Michelle's car, but I think that we should consider one of these props for next week. But let me just throw some of these at you. Okay. The first headlining artist to be shown during halftime. Okay.
Okay.
Two or more simultaneously has 7-4 odds. That's the best odds. Individually, the best odds would be Snoop at 11-4, all the way down to Kendrick Lamar, 11-2. Very close. Which of these songs will be played first? Okay. The next episode, it's 3-1. I think that's a smart play. Yeah. California Love is certainly going to be played, I think. 7-2.
There's zero question. Yeah.
You get all the way down to still DRE at 9-1. I will say, and there's some songs, Nothing But G Things in there. There's some songs if they don't play The Recipe, Kendrick Lamar with Dr. Dre, which came out 10 years ago, I mean, that if they do, I might lose it, because that is a great song. But like, you have to play The Recipe, right? Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre. And if you guys don't know The Recipe, Google The Recipe. It's an incredible song. Kendrick Lamar is incredible. He could have his own halftime show. And I feel like he's going to get lost here a little bit, you know? Okay, let's see. What else do we have here?
This is very surprising to me that you're a Kendrick Lamar fan.
Well, Kendrick Lamar I have a good friend who turned me on to Kendrick Lamar. And again, like, I don't like a lot of new anything, but he might be the greatest rapper of all time. I mean, he might be the best. He might be the best ever. But other than that, I don't like the new stuff. Okay. Color of Snoop Dogg shows color of Snoop Dogg shoes at halftime. Blue gets 11-4 odds. Yellow/gold 3-1. Then you go black 7-2, white 5-1, gray/silver 6-1, orange 8-1, green 9-1, purple 9-1, red 10-1, down to pink getting 16-1.
Okay. Wow, that's good odds.
Color of Eminem's hair in his first appearance. Brown/black gets a 4-5. At last, I think when he's seen, like in the commercial, he had dark hair, right?
Correct.
But white/blonde, he might flip it around on everybody.
He's done it before.
He's definitely going to be blonde. Definitely going to be blonde.
Yeah, you think so? He's going to
100%
kick it old school. And then any other color, like what if he comes out purple? 4-1 odds on that. What is Eminem wearing on his head when he's first seen? Nothing is 7-5. Hats 2-1. Hoods 5-2. Do-rag bandana 11-4. I hope you're taking stock of these, okay? Total headlining artists to wear sunglasses. This is an interesting one.
Oh, man.
What do you suppose would be the best odds of the total headlining artist to wear sunglasses?
I would say two or more are the best odds at 11.
It's a particular number. So two. And you're right with two. Two gets 3-2 odds.
Okay.
One gets 7-4 odds, all the way down to all of them, 6-1. I think that would
be a stretch.
I would leave that alone. Yes.
Yeah.
Mary J. Blige shows cleavage at halftime. Yes, -200, 1-2 odds. No, +150, 3-2 odds.
What does that mean? Are we talking like Janet Jackson stuff? Or like what's going on here?
Cleavage. Okay. No, not nipple. No. There's no, I see no nipple odds. But it's funny you bring that up, by the way, because Katie and I have watched the Janet Jackson doc here this week. Have you guys seen this at all or heard of this?
No.
No, I didn't know she had a documentary. Did go to a concert, though. It was awesome.
Oh, man. We were just talking last night, like how have we not gone to a Janet Jackson concert? Supposedly, she's going to tour again, right, I think? But anyway, it's a good doc. And I had no idea, I guess, that, like, the whole nipple thing with Timberlake, like, she was – I mean, like I didn't realize she took so much crap for that. Who cares? And plus, he did it. Like, he goes to the Grammys after doing that, and she gets disinvited from the Grammys. Huh? Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, what else do we have? I mean, we have – so that's – those are the best – will any headlining artist be smoking? You got yes, +400, 4-1. No, -700.
That's a pretty heavy favorite.
Yeah. Yes is a yeah.
So who comes up? I want to know who comes up with these odds. Like, who sits around like, all right, let's think of every possible thing we can come up with, and not only who comes up with them, like how many people sit around and say, all right, we're going to bet on all of these come Super Bowl Sunday.
I mean, you could build a heck of a parlay out of this. You know,
you could
build a heck of a parlay. Well, it's a great question, and I mean, you know, they came up with so the songs played first and last, so they came up with a total of 9 songs. I mean, there's a lot of songs that they have. They got Drop It Like It's Hot in there, Family Affair, All the Stars. Like, there's a lot of songs I feel like that could be included here that they don't have. But the next episode, for sure. California Love, for sure. Those two, I think, right? But how do they not do nothing but a G thing, right?
Well, you only have a certain amount of time.
Well,
Joe, it makes me laugh when you say that. Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Well, let me tell you something. In college, if I played that album, that CD, one time I played it 87 million times. I know every single word, including the little interludes between songs. So it's just try me someday. We should play it more for intros. The problem is you have to bleep out a bunch of stuff.
Yes, you do. Joe Rexroad has laid it out there for us. Very interesting prop bets. I hope people were taking notes. You could potentially do pretty well on this halftime show coming up in Super Bowl 56. Speaking of Super Bowl 56, what do we think about this game? What do we think about this matchup? And is Joe Rexroad giving the Cincinnati Bengals any chance at all to win this game? We'll get to that coming up on the other side. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN 102.5 The Game is Nashville's official home of NASCAR. Tune in Sunday, February 6th at 1:30 for the inaugural Busch Clash at the LA Coliseum. Also get set for the race with Chasing Checkers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. with our fearless leader, Chase McCabe. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. By the way, Ron texts again, says, Joe, you're probably the only one in the world who thinks Kendrick Lamar is the best rapper. Stick to Hall & Oates type music and away from rap. Just saying, LOL.
Yeah, Ron. You don't get me fired up, Ron. I just told Ron, I texted him back. I said, if you think you know someone who loves rap more than I do, between the years 1979 and 1999, I need proof of that. So Kendrick Lamar, I actually texted Munson.
I thought you were going to say you texted Kendrick Lamar. Okay.
No, I'm sure Jamel could get me his number, though. By the way, we got to get Jamel on with her Kaepernick documentary soon. But I texted Munson. A few months ago, is like I said, I kind of like started to go down the Kendrick Lamar rabbit hole, and I was like, other people have told me, they're like, okay, I understand you don't like new rap and everything, and again, like the stuff that Brennan listens to, like, dude, I mean I know it's like totally old man yelling at a cloud, right? But it's like they all use the voice box thing. No, this is, come on, it's not good. I know I'm an old man yelling at a cloud. But I went down the Kendrick Lamar rabbit hole, and I told Munson this. I'm like, dude, this guy's incredible. Like, he is an incredible writer. Like, his manipulation of words. And, you know, Eminem was a revelation when he hit, you know, in the late 90s. But this is a totally different level. So there's my little Kendrick Lamar endorsement of the day. He's astoundingly good. Yes, the recipe. That's all I want for the halftime show is the recipe.
Well, make a wager on it. The odds are there.
Just and Gover tweeted out the one I forgot to say, by the way. What will be seen first, the Bored Ape Yacht Club image, the Tupac Shakur image, Eminem in a Lions uniform. That's 7-2.
Oh, come on.
But explain this one to me. Maybe a Steelers fan can explain this to me. Snoop Dogg in a Steelers uniform is 7-2. Why would Snoop Dogg be in a Steelers uniform? What am I missing there?
I think he's a Steelers fan.
He's a huge Steelers fan. Junie's in here, and he just said, come on, Joe. He's a huge Steelers fan. You should know this.
I mean, Snoop Dogg wears every single team's shirt at some point. I didn't know that. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see what happens on that front. Eminem showing up in a Lions Matthew Stafford jersey to that game would be pretty awesome, I must say.
Or actually, what he should show up in is like a Gary Danielson number 17, you know,
yes.
Like to really represent Lions quarterback excellence.
So speaking of this game, you have been not very high on the Cincinnati Bengals chances in any game so far. I don't think you're alone there, but I'm just pointing out they keep winning games, keep getting disrespected by Joe Rexroad. What sort of a chance do you give the Cincinnati Bengals in this matchup against LA Rams and Matthew Stafford and company throwing the ball the way he's throwing the ball?
I know you tweet one time that the Titans and Chiefs both choked, which they did. They completely soiled their trousers, and it gets into Bengals Twitter, and you know people just enjoy your team winning. I mean, there's always two sides to any game outcome, right? It can't all be that the Bengals were incredible. You know, can you at least give a little tip of the cap and thank Tannehill for throwing the ball right to you a few times? No. It's just all great defensive play. All right. Well, no. Look, the Bengals, I'm probably stupid for thinking that the Rams are going to roll, but I think the Rams are going to roll. I seriously hope I'm wrong. And I love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is great. Jamar Chase is incredible. It's an astounding story to me that they are in the Super Bowl right now because they are far from a complete team. And they are going to be able to upgrade their defense and their offensive line. And they're sitting here with Joe Burrow in the second year of his deal.
Yeah.
Like it should be frightening for the rest of the AFC because you give that guy a chance to stand in there and you just get a little bit better on D. They have everything else. I mean, I think the skill group on offense is it's a special collection. All that said, I think the Rams are going to beat them soundly. I don't think this is going to be like an 80s Super Bowl blowout like Niners Broncos stuff, but I think this might be a convincing win for the Rams. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. The Bengals are going to win this game. I've said it for last week. Bengals are going to win this game. They have team of destiny vibes to me. I think I will, far be it from me to underestimate Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow gets it done. I will say though, there's one part about this game where if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm just terrified. And I think you know where I'm going here. We've talked about the offensive line part of it. And by the way, there's some guy named Aaron Donald that you're going to have to try to find a way to block. Oh, and you know, there's Leonard Floyd and Von Miller on the outside as well. So that part, I think, scares you to death if you're a Bengals fan. Watching how they block Aaron Donald is going to be pretty amazing. But, hey, I think that they're going to be able to throw the ball down the field. I think Jamar Chase is going to make some plays. I think T. Higgins is going to make some plays. I think they're going to score in this game. I really do.
I think they're going to score too. But honestly, I probably have disrespected the Bengals the most is their defense. I mean, you've got to give them credit. You've got to give them credit for adjustments. It's not again, I never said it's just that the Chiefs turtled and completely just disappeared in that game. The Bengals made adjustments. And what happened in that game, I thought a lot, was Patrick Mahomes looked like Patrick Mahomes earlier in the season, where all of a sudden he was just like averse to the check down and he's running around in the pocket all day, and they've got it covered up, and he's not just taking the short, take the 4 or 5 yards. He's like, you've got to have the big shot. I don't know how that, and I know, I mean, it was exaggerated in the red zone, that one possession, but he just looked like early season Patrick Mahomes. That's on him. It's on Andy Reid. It's on all them. But it's also like it's credit to the Bengals. I mean, look, they played good D. They have played good D. Way better D than I would have expected in this run. But I think with Akers now going the way he's going, and with Odell going the way he's going, as a great compliment to Cooper Kupp, I think Stafford. I think Stafford has now. He has now taken the pressure off. This so much of the season was about, okay, prove it now. You put your chips all in. Okay, Matt Stafford, show us you're that good. I think he can lose this game, and he's already done that. So I think he can play free, and I think he's going to let it rip and have a big day.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm certainly not going to be surprised if the Rams win this game. I don't know. There's something about Joe Burrow in these moments where, and I know I'm going back to college here too, which has nothing to do with the NFL. But I just watched that guy play, and I'm like, he just kind of feels like he's built differently to me. Joe Burrow, when the moments get big, it feels like he comes up big in those big moments. And I think he's going to do it again. I think the Bengals are going to win.
I don't disagree at all. He's special. The LSU team is also – I mean, 20 years from now, we're going to talk about that team.
Oh, yeah.
Because just an incredible collection of players. But – if you think the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl, how many rings do you think Joe Burrow is going to have in his hands when he retires?
Oh, he'll have several. Yeah, I think he's going to win a few. Now, again, if you would have asked me that 4 years ago or 3 years ago when the Chiefs won, I'd have said, yeah, or 2 years ago, whenever that was, I said, Patrick Mahomes is going to end up with 3 or 4 Super Bowls, and he hasn't won one since. And I don't know that it's necessarily getting any easier for him to do so with Kelsey getting older and Hill getting older and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and all these different guys. I mean, who knows? Aaron Rodgers might be coming to the Titans. So it's not getting any easier for Patrick Mahomes to go back and win another one. So it doesn't necessarily guarantee anything. But, yeah, Joe Burrow right now, if you ask me right now, would Joe Burrow win more than 2 Super Bowls, I would say yes. I'd say two or more he's going to win.
Okay, so what about Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I think he's going to win another one.
He's going to win another one?
Yeah.
But the dynasty thing, that's the thing. They had their chance.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's special, and they're going to, they're going to be knocking on the door next year. They're not going away, but, their last year, they were overwhelmed. This year, if the Bengals win it, well, whatever happens in the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs are going to watch that game and say, man, should be us winning it. And frankly, I think the Titans are going to look at that game. I mean, and I know this happens every year. As Vrabel said after the loss, there's 31 teams that are ticked off at the end. But I just feel like this year is one of the – when you get like the kind of surprise versus surprise Super Bowl, and one of them a big, big surprise, and it really hurts the teams who feel like they should be there instead.
Chris on the text line says, I feel like Joe is so excited for this halftime show that you could go ahead and plan the Rex rant on Valentine's Day about how it didn't live up to expectations. This is coming from Chris on the text line.
That's perfect.
I hope not. Oh, man, I hope not. I am excited. And again, like, I like Mary J. Blige a lot, by the way. I like Mary J. Blige. But, like, I just don't understand why we have to mash all these artists together. And frankly, like, Kendrick Lamar, again, I've already, like, I just, like, him do his own. I would be totally happy with The Weeknd can get a his own halftime show. You're telling me Kendrick Lamar can't? What am I missing here? I just, the better halftime, that's what my concern is that they have too much going on, and then it becomes this mismatch, and they play like 8 seconds of one song and 8 seconds of another song, and it doesn't really hit like it should.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awful. I really do. I think it's going to be terrible because of that reason. Like, it's going to be too much.
And if it was just Snoop and Dre, like, again, you have to be of a certain age to really be excited about that, I guess. I don't know. The kids, I feel like the kids kind of know who they are. But that could be incredible.
Yeah. We'll see what happens on that front. We'll find out next Sunday in LA. When we come back, Titans already showing maybe some interest in some quarterbacks out there in the draft process. We'll get to that coming up on the other side. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.